Neil, James Hird has been removed as coach of the Essendon Football Club. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to play out over the next few days, but the first stage of his removal, we've just found out, took place, in fact, yesterday, when the chairman, Paul Little, gave James a document pertaining to the first stage of that removal. My understanding is Neil has been given the opportunity to resign with a nominal payout, although, of course, it could end up that he's sacked and there's another legal battle on Essendon's hands. But this is all part of, I think, Paul Little's determination now to end the drug saga. And we also understand that the club is also on the verge of settling its long-running dispute with Dean Robinson. You remember the high-performance manager stood down at the start of all this and who has been suing the club for close to $2 million.
Yeah.
I think the settlement will be not quite $1 million, but that could take place too over the coming hours and days.
Okay, so you believe that James Hird has already been removed?
Yes, and that Mark Thompson, in my view, will be coaching the club, will be named as coach of the club before the end of the week.
When do you expect the James Hird removal to be confirmed officially?
Later today.
Thanks, Cara. Caroline Wilson from The Age and 3AW, who has really been leading the way on this whole debate since day one and has copped a lot of flack for it, but has been spot on very early on, said James Hird would not survive. And I don't doubt for a moment that she's right. James Hird has been told he is being removed as coach of the Essendon Footy Club and will probably be replaced by Bomber Thompson by week's end.